Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, our Provider, our Sufficiency, our Healer, our Banner, our Shield, our Buckler, we come before you this day and we say thank you, Lord, for yet another day in our lives. We went to bed yesterday and you woke us up today. We say thank you. We go out, you bring us back home safely. We say thank you. You build your wall of protection round about us. You fortify us. You do not allow the arrows of the enemy to penetrate through us and through our families. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, Father, for where we are coming from. Thank you for where we are today. Thank you for where you are taking us to. Thank you for your wonderful and your glorious plans concerning our lives, concerning our families, concerning your church, and concerning our nations. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We surrender today's broadcast into your hands, and we say, Lord, take control, take preeminence. For everyone that listens, Lord, let them have a life-changing encounter with you in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Good morning, my brothers, my sisters, my father, and my mothers in the Lord. I want to say thank you to God for your life. I thank God for making it possible for you to be here this day. The Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Turn Around Prayers. Turn Around Prayers. The Almighty God will grant you the grace to pray that prayer that will give you that long-awaited turnaround. You will experience a 180 degrees turnaround in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God Himself will perfect that which concerns you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides in the name of our Lord Jesus. That Egyptian that you are seeing right now, you will see them no more. He will be consumed by the Red Sea of life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 21 to 28. Matthew 15, reading from verse 21 to 28. The Bible says, "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for he is crying out after us.' And he answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' And Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed instantly." Let it be done for you as you desire in the name of Jesus. That which you desire from the Lord this day, the Almighty God will grant unto you in the name of Jesus. Just as the Lord healed the daughter of that woman on that day, the Almighty God will heal you of every form of affliction, of every form of diseases, as you listen to this broadcast in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the passage that we have read, many of us may probably be familiar with it. There are key things I want us to know about that prayer that that woman made on that specific day. She cried unto our Lord Jesus Christ, not minding who was around. No, she doesn't care who was around. She came to our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are praying, you are not supposed to be mindful of those who are around. You cry to your God. It's your God who is going to help you. Black out yourself from those who are around you. It's all about you and your God. And as you cry unto him, the God that answered that woman on that day, that same God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see certain things that are peculiar to that woman's prayer. Number one we can see here is that her prayer was actually a short prayer. It's not a lengthy prayer. It was a short and a concise prayer. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16, 2 Timothy 2:16 says, "But avoid irrelevant babbling, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness." She wasn't babbling. She was specific in her prayer. It was concise. It was short prayer. She called unto our Lord Jesus Christ, said, "My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." That was what she said in that verse 22. And then she later on said in verse 25, she knelt down saying to the Lord, "Lord, help me." She was specific, a concise prayer. When you are praying to the Lord, let your prayer be concise, let it be specific, and the Almighty God indeed will answer you speedily in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can see from that woman is that she was desperate. Just as Anna was desperate in her prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 to 15, she was also desperate in her prayer. She was desperate, she knew what she wanted. And she went for it. She went for it straight away. It was a sign of desperation. When you are praying to the Lord, let there be a sign that you desperately need that answer. And the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see from that woman was humility. Even when our Lord Jesus Christ was telling her that, "Look, I will not give what belongs to the children to the dogs," she was ready to say, "Okay, I'm a dog, but let me take the crumbs just like the dog does from the master's table." The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land." So humility, when you are praying to the Lord, you pray with humility, not with a sense of entitlement, but you pray with humility. And that was what that woman did. Another thing we can gather from the way the woman prayed on that day was that she was fervent in her prayer. There was that fervency. The book of James, James chapter 5, reading from verse 15, he says, "And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven." She was fervent in her prayers. When she prayed to the Lord answered her. Let there be that fervency in your prayer. And as you pray fervently, the Lord will answer in verse 17 of that same James 5. See, "Elijah was a man with a nature like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth." He prayed with fervency. Brothers and sisters, where is that fervency in your prayer? Get your prayer, be supported with fervency. And as you do so, the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see about that woman was that she worshipped our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says she bowed down before him and worshipped him. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 4, John 4:23, it says, "But the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him." When you go to the Lord in prayer, always worship him. Always worship the Lord. To worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, Jesus did not tell her, "Go back and come tomorrow." No, Jesus answered her that very day. Your prayer will receive instant answer in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you worship the Lord with all your heart, in spirit and in truth, the Almighty God will honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can gather from that prayer of that woman was that she persevered. She persevered. She didn't give up. Don't give up. Pray until something happens. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, reading from verse 18, he said, "Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication to that end, and keep alert with all perseverance, making supplications for all the saints." She persevered in the place of prayer. The grace for you to persevere, the grace for you to keep on praying until you get your results, the Almighty God will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can see about that woman was she was determined. Today is today. Enough is enough. I will not take this baggage away with me. And on that day, God answered her. She was determined. She was determined, and on the basis of her determination, she got her answer. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 16. See, "And those who had set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel came after them from all the tribes of Israel to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord, the God of their father." Those who have set their heart, when you are praying, you must be determined. Of what use it is for you to pray and you are not determined? You are just praying because you are told to pray. I pray that the determination you need to bring forth answer to your prayers, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can see about that woman was that her faith was visible. Her faith was visible. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who diligently seek him." Brothers and sisters, God is a rewarder. God is not a user. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This woman, her faith was visible. Our Lord Jesus Christ saw her faith in that verse 28 of Matthew 15. Bible says, "And Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire." I pray that indeed that mountain moving faith, the Almighty God will give unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are talking about that mountain moving faith, it's a faith in somebody, in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of God. But you can only exercise that faith in him if you know him. So if you are hearing me today and you do not know this Jesus I'm talking about, I want to give you that opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. and I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.